5:40.
Request of Wade Varner to address council regarding homeless camp.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Wade.
That walk gets me every time. My name is Wade Varner, and I am the founding director and president of Homeless Against Homelessness in America, or HAHA as we're known. I come to you today to talk about parking lots, as in cities in California, Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, Los Angeles, and San Diego have all put in temporary overnight camping at city-owned parking lots where they come in at 9 or 10. It all depends on how you do it, and they're out by 7 or 8. What I want to propose, because I looked at the parking lot down on 1st and Davis, and it's perfect for that kind of thing because it's out of the way. If you go up on the third floor, it's got elevators and bathrooms. And as we all know, bathroom is the single most important part of having a homeless camp. And by doing that, it would cost nothing to the city. We have more than enough people to staff it and more than enough groups that will come in and help us do this. But the parking lots are all over downtown. I mean, there's a lot of city-owned parking lots, so there's a lot of room. And I'd like to get this done before winter so people don't have to sleep on the sidewalks next to the street in the rain. So they have shelter over them. You'd be able to put one group in each parking spot. You'd be able to take people with dogs and couples. And that's the two biggest things you see down here in downtown. Half of the people that aren't going to shelters have an animal of some kind, and they can't take it into shelter. I know this because with Shundahai, when I first moved back up here, I was living in the back of my Volvo because they wouldn't let me in the shelter with my dog. And there's no way, you know? I mean, and he was a service dog. And federally, I mean, I had papers on him. And that kind of service, I think, is really important, where people know where they can go and have a safe place to sleep. You know, we'll give them hot coffee and a meal in the morning so they got something to pick them up, and a sack lunch as they leave so they have something to get them through the morning. Also, in the same parking lot, you can get like one of the lower levels or wherever the deepest, darkest, dankest spot is where nobody does it, and we just to be able to put one or two Costco tents in there so you'd have cover for them. You'd be able to take care of the packs and shopping carts. You could have one for shopping carts. I figured we can park 34 shopping carts in each Costco tent. And on the other side, we'll put in the shelving, the commercial shelving you buy at Costco, put that in for people that put packs in, and have staff there 24/7 to make sure that everything goes well. We have the time, we have the money, we have the resources. All we need is a place to do this. We're not asking for any money at all. All we're asking for is a place to do this. That takes not only it gives them the ability to use a computer and phone at night or look at that in the morning for jobs and stuff like this. And it also gives them a good start to the day instead of being woken up and, you know, like they do. And it is a problem. And if these people have no place else to go, where are they supposed to go? And they become a problem in downtown. What we're trying to do is have a safe place where people could come sleep, have a good breakfast, and get a good start to the day. And one personal note on mental health, I'm living proof that you can go from being the worst punk, junk, and drunk in downtown Portland to this with the proper mental health treatment. Same thing with treatment on demand for drugs and alcohol. When you walk out of Hooper Detox, first thing you see is the heroin dealer standing there on Burnside. So we need to get a place where we can take them directly from drug treatment and put them in housing, like I was, from Burnside Projects. I lived in the Everett Hotel for a year. So this stuff works. And if there's people out there willing to put their time and their effort in it, I mean, Portland, that's the great part about Portland. If we ask people to do something for Portland, they will. So that's all I'm asking you, is just ask for help and let the small nonprofits that do this, because there's, as you've seen, all up and down the West Coast, there's these camps that work if they're run properly. And we're going to have quite a code of conduct, but we're not going to knock somebody just because they have a dog or they don't smell good. That's not, you know, we got to do something, and this is one of the better offers that probably you've had.
Wade, thank you. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Just give us a chance, you know.
Appreciate it.
You know, we could do it for a week on a trial basis, then a month on another trial basis, and then figure out after that. I mean, if it's not perfect, then we'll fix it.
Thank you.